Saddle up your horses. Welcome, everyone, to the Robin Walters Show. God bless you all. We got so much to fit in today. We're just going to get rolling here right off the bat with a key story, of course, which you've heard, no doubt, in the news that the Supreme Court put the kibosh on the private employer mandate for the COVID fake vaccine. Not for Medicare and Medicaid providers, they're still stuck with it. And Kavanaugh was a disappointment, joined with turncoat John Roberts, who we've come to expect disappointment from John Roberts, but not Brett Kavanaugh. He did vote the right way. And actually, I read a pundit's piece that said the Supreme Court will find a way to split their response. It will not be all one way or the other. And that pundit was absolutely right. But the main thing is, the vaccine mandate is unconstitutional as determined by the Supreme Court, which we knew to be unconstitutional, frankly, regardless of what they said. But the reason this is so unbelievably important, I've kind of thought about what we're going to name this program for the podcast, and I think that it's going to be God Saves This Country, at least for a little while longer. Because had the Supreme Court gone the other way, it was over. And it may be over anyway. It would have been over quicker, certainly, if the Supreme Court had affirmed Joe Derfuhr Biden's edict, his executive order that he emitted over this country for 100 employees or more. To have to have vaccinated employees. Well, the fact of the matter is, I suppose the employers can do what they want without a federal mandate. Obviously, if the government is telling you what you have to do, you certainly then obviously have no choice. Hey, how about those pro-choice people? They're obviously not pro-choice. Most of the people that are pro-choice, okay, I got it out, are anti-life. That's what they really are. They're anti-life. Well, why is this so important? It's important because I had stated about 15 months ago, 14 months ago, that it would have been about October, actually, September or October of 2020, that if there was a vaccine that would be then mandated and upheld, it is over for this country. And why did I say that? Because if you can fake an emergency, we have a pandemic, but it's a pandemic of fear. It's not a pandemic based on fact. In fact, the Democrats live in what I would call fact-free zones. FFZs. That just came to me. Fact-free zones. They're not encumbered by facts. They're not restricted by facts. They don't use facts to make decisions. They just follow the evil intentions of wicked, desperate hearts. Because like when something doesn't work, and like they said on Pinky and the Brain, where Pinky would say, "Brain, what are we going to do tomorrow?" And the Brain would say, "Same thing we'd try to do every day, Pinky. Take over the world." That is your Democrat MO. How do we take over the world? And by whatever means, how do we control as many people as we can? Well, because God just saved this country for at least a little while. Had it gone another way, we're a goner, without question. Because as I said, whatever it was 15, 16 months ago, that an upheld vaccination mandate based on the premise of an emergency order for health, not only is it right out of Hitler's Third Reich Il Führer, Sicherheit. It's for your health. That's what they told the Jews as they were loading them into the boxcars. This is for your health. Well, if it's for your health, well, shouldn't you have the option to decline it? Well, obviously, they didn't have that option any more than the big tech, big firms, big corporations, which, you know, Chamber of Commerce are a bunch of left-wing zombies these days. Forget the Chamber of Commerce. They're no friends of conservatism. They're all on the side of the liberals. See, the corporations have gone woke left. But just like it was for the health of those who were arrested in Germany, and it would be for our health, allegedly, to be mandated, I said 15 or 16 months ago that the same rationale would be used to upend every part of the economy based on the emergency order of the impending doom of global warming. Well, talk to the people in Green Bay right now about global warming anywhere in the upper Midwest and many places having record cold. I honestly am laughing. Maybe it's not right that New England is getting hammered by ridiculous amounts of snow and cold weather. Hey, put that global warming and stuff it up your stovepipe and see if that, you know, just get it. Go make fun of God and see how well it goes. Well, it wouldn't stop with global warming. The emergency crisis of imminent doom of global warming, the catastrophic existential, even though Joe Darefeer Biden doesn't even know what the word existential means. It means it's something that's happening right now, right this very second. It doesn't. Look, we were supposed to be having creeping water lines by 2012. Do you hear anything out of Al Gore anymore? No, that sucker's gone into hiding because everything he's predicted is wrong. He's made millions. But this isn't about global warming. It's about the emergency order. And what would be the next emergency order that trumps the Constitution? Oh, gun violence. No, it isn't gun violence. It's just plain violence that's overtaken a country because we have walked away from every moral bastion that this country has stood for. We've trashed the Ten Commandments. There's no Bible reading, no prayer in school, none of that stuff. And they push tranny this, tranny that, queer this, queer that, pushing abortions, whisking away 12-year-old girls for abortions without the mother's or father's consent or even knowledge. We have a moral crisis in this country, which is our doom. The Constitution isn't any better than the judges interpreting it. And I have to tell you, of all the things Donald Trump did, and did well, is notwithstanding Brett Kavanaugh's little slide on one of the two decisions here, notwithstanding that, the biggest contribution Donald Trump made to the further hoped-for existence of the United States as we know it rests with his three appointments to the Supreme Court. It's not even close. You can talk economy, you can talk about taxes, you can talk about everything with the possible exception of his support for the nation of Israel, which I probably would put as number one. Because if you get that wrong, you're wrong on everything else. And the Democrats hate Jews. Why there's any Jews in the Democrat Party, I have no idea. None whatsoever. But had this gone another way, there is nothing that a left-wing zombie like a Darefeer Biden could not say under an alleged emergency order that simply trumps the Constitution. What we can drive, what we can heat our homes with, what we can do, how we get buried because they say that cremation now contributes to global warming. I don't plan to be cremated. Not at all. I don't like the idea of fire. Sorry, I just don't. Fire is used for judgment. But I just that's who I am. But you can extend it to anything else. Trump the Constitution, no more guns. It's the emergency order. Gun violence. Well, Why is it that they have no plan for taking guns from criminals? They only have plans for taking guns from law-abiding citizens. And well, how would that be done? Emergency order. Pandemic-based emergency executive order. That's how critical this decision is. Now, are we out of the woods? Of course not. Just because you get rid of some termites in one room doesn't mean the rest of the house isn't infected. And that's where we are. But at least we got one clean room somewhat not infected, and that is the high court. You go to Congress, you go to the White House, and the rats run amok. Because why? They live in fact-free zones. All right, that's the end of our good news for today. Well, at least for a while. We're going to move right along here. We got a bunch of things that we are, speaking of Darfur, didn't mean to make him Spanish, Darfur, Joe Biden, more related stories, a nationwide surge in deaths among people who are 18 to 45, state by state, overwhelmingly blue states. Why is that happening? How is it happening? Well, can we look to the vaccines? Well, I would say we probably could. Could we not? I mean, after all, the people, we're at the point now where the triple vaccinated people, two Modernas plus a booster, studies are now showing they are less resistant to Omicron than people with fewer shots and those who have had COVID and survived and never got vaxxed. I do not know how it relates to those who have not have COVID. I can't speak to that. I don't know that we have enough out on that to be able to speak definitively. But this surge in deaths among those age 18 to 45, occurring largely in the blue states where more people are vaccinated, double vaxxed, triple vaxxed, and an indication that against Omicron, although we don't know this about Delta necessarily yet, every additional booster shot lowers, you got this? Lowers your immunity. So, why are there all these deaths? People will say, well, it's COVID. Well, you know what? They didn't report anything as being deaths as a result of the flu, because the flu wasn't COVID, and COVID was a political tool to get Trump out. So we couldn't admit that there weren't any real, that there were a bunch of flu deaths, and that really was what it was, because there were almost no flu deaths in 2020. As reported, because they all morphed into COVID diagnosis. But this is the, you know, it's amazing. You know, the Dems who live in the fact-free zones, which is all of them, they can't deal with the stuff that comes out and shows them to be liars and deceivers that they are. Because the majority of this 40% increase in deaths for 18 to 45-year-olds, the majority of them are not from COVID. The majority of them. Well, what are they from then? Well, suicides, drug use, untreated diseases and other things which have gone by the wayside because COVID gets priority. The mortality increase, most notable, was between 30 and 39, where the deaths in 1 year skyrocketed by 45%. So much so that it runs the potential of putting certain life insurance companies into bankruptcy. And just purely as an aside, all the more reason why if you're getting life insurance these days, you really, more than ever, need to verify the strength of the company that you're insuring with. Now, there's just take this. The drug overdoses. in the deaths in the this age group in not 2019 was 72,000, rounding. In the 12 months ending May 2021, so the full COVID, drug overdoses exceeded 100,000. Exceeded 100,000. Fentanyl. You know, there are so many bodies. There's such an enormous body count piling up at the feet of Joe, der Fuhrer Biden, who, because he thinks that the tool to Democrat eternal power is to let in millions from the southern border so that they can vote as New York morons that they are. More, New York City voted to allow 800,000 aliens the right to vote in local elections, which, of course, will spill over to national elections, which is why you can't have a popular vote. That's why the Democrats want a popular vote, because they'll allow voter fraud and aliens to vote in places like California and New York and Illinois, because they're allowing them to vote in local elections. They're going to end up allowing them to vote in national elections, and that will skew the numbers in favor of the popular vote. That's why they want the popular vote and get rid of the Electoral College, because the Electoral College stands in the way of victory via voter fraud by your local Democrats, scum of the earth. You know, I used to be a Democrat. I wasn't a Democrat. I was a Democrat then because I didn't believe in the things that the Democrats do now. I ran for the Michigan House of Representatives as a Democrat. Then a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. I got saved. I got saved after I won the Democratic primary. And one of my first prayers after the prayer of salvation was, God, please don't let me get elected because I can't live up to my campaign promises. I'll look like a stealth candidate. And he dealt with me handily and swiftly, and I got creamed. Praise God. I didn't have to deal with it. Although the real way to deal with it was simply to say, you know what? I know this is what I said. I look like a liar and a deceiver and a stealth candidate. But the fact of the matter is, in August, I got saved. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I became a Republican overnight, not because Republicans have a hold and a lock on truth and morality, but they are far, far more moral than the Democrats. That's what I should have said, but I had only been saved a few weeks, so give me a break. So the fentanyl usage is up enormously, unbelievably, leading to this surge in deaths. I mean, the fentanyl, let me just give you a number here. This will blow you away. This is how much Joe der Fuhrer Biden has contributed to the deaths, and the body count is piling up. Hope you enjoy hell, Biden. You know what? If this guy were just one lost soul, I'd have a different attitude. But the guy that fakes it like a Christian, fake Catholic, fake Christian, you know what? I'd have no use for him. 2 Thessalonians 3:2, pray that you be delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. Fiscal year 2021, which ended this last September, Customs and Border Protection confiscated, you ready for this? 11,200 pounds of fentanyl coming in from the south. And they say, well, maybe that's that every year. What, over almost 6 tons of fentanyl? Except that in the prior year under Donald Trump, the fentanyl that came in under our border security was only 1/5 of that, 2,150 pounds under Trump, 11,200 pounds of fentanyl under Joe Biden. Thanks, Joe, for helping kill thousands of individuals. And this last report here from the Wellness, the Well-Being Trust, a year ago, almost a year ago, estimated a possible additional 75,000 deaths of despair each year. Additional deaths of despair, which is a general description to cover suicide, drug and alcohol abuse over the shutdown measures. So I hope you're proud of how many people you have materially participated in killing, Joe Biden. Oh, yeah, that's right. You get triple vax now, even though those are still getting coronavirus. During the alleged pandemic of the unvaccinated, so we have Jen Psaki, sometimes known as Jen Psaki. She came out because she's had three shots, and she caught Omicron. And so what did she say? She said, quote, "I've been triple vaxxed and I had minor symptoms," Jen Psaki said, attributing her minor symptoms to the fact that she had had three shots, even though the evidence now indicates that the more boosters you get, the more vulnerable you are to Omicron, and who knows, the next variant. Your immunity goes down as your boosters go up. And in short, your boosters become busters. But this is what Psaki says. "Oh, I've been triple vaxxed, but I had minor symptoms." Compared to what, Jen, baby? See, she assumes that her minor symptoms are attributable to the fact that she had now been vaxxed three times. She has no benchmark or basis to make that argument. There's no benchmark. There's no basis to make that argument. I guess that was the end of my sentence. Other than the fact that somebody's got to be doing the lying and the whoring for Joe up on the podium to keep him afloat, where she said the other day, she said, you know, the president is maybe not the best communicator when it comes to the COVID matters. That's right. Anybody who lies out of every orifice of his body is not a good communicator. Unless you want to call Adolf Hitler, that der Fuhrer, a good communicator, because he did suck a whole bunch of people into his vortex of lies, as does Biden. Oh, and his whopper yesterday, that he got arrested for participating in a civil rights march as a young man. This guy does not know fact from fiction. He lives, as I said, in a complete fact-free zone. Don't be encumbered. Don't be tied down by the truth. Why let the speed bumps of truth and fact get in the way? But Jen Psaki goes on here to say, I had minor symptoms. She doesn't know but what she might have had zero symptoms if she had not been triple vaxxed. She has no benchmark. Everybody assumes that because it's light, it's somehow because of that. Whereas in reality, without the benchmark and the indication indicating that the research indicating that the immunity is going down with each vaccination, that actually she may have been symptom-free had she not been such an idiot. New Jersey, most hospitalized COVID-19 patients are admitted for non-COVID reasons. Now, this is really interesting because people have started to say what I and many others have said for well over a year, that they're attributing dying from COVID. People have died with COVID, they've attributed to dying from COVID. And so that's a lie. I mean, they've got five other comorbidities, and they say the people that are most at risk, the great, great majority, are people who have four or more comorbidities, which, of course, will take them out with a flu just as badly as with COVID. We know that. The lies just continue. But this is where, I mean, listen to this story. Okay, I'm just going to give you a couple headlines. Fauci admits that we're not going to eradicate the virus. Biden says we're going to get rid of it. We've got the top. Go get vax. Get double vax. Get triple vax. Continue the addiction. Continue the mass formation psychosis. Look that up. Because prostitutes for the left that Google is, you can't find a story about mass formation psychosis that doesn't knock it on Google. But go to DuckDuckGo and you'll see all the studies showing that that's what's happening by government lies and their compatriots in complicity of the big lies being Google, Facebook, Twitter, all those slouch organizations which are left-wing monsters. Less than one-third of the voters now trust information from Fauci. 30.8%. Germany lockdown saw a 300% increase in child suicide. Canadian judge now removes father's visitation rights over vaccination status. Do you see where we're going? That this is being used as a tool of the enemy. Now, let's compile that with a couple of other things here. First of all, the federal agency, the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency, never heard of that one. It's just another Obama czar created agency. Oh, I'm sorry. Barack Hussein Obama czar created agency. I misspoke his name. It's compiling a list of all the employees who seek religious exemption from the COVID-19 vax mandate, which is now still in place for all government agencies, the military, and government-funded or paying support, such as hospitals, Medicaid services, Medicare services, and the like. Why would they need a list of employees who seek religious exemptions? Why? Well, you can read their lies. They said the primary purpose of secured electronic file repositories to collect, maintain, use, and to the extent appropriate and necessary. Let me interject. They're going to determine what's appropriate and necessary. They don't define appropriate and necessary. But to collect, maintain, and use, and to the extent appropriate and necessary, disseminate employee religious exception request information collected by the agency in the context of the federally mandated COVID vaccination requirement. End quote. In other words, we're just going to take notice. We need to know whose doors to knock on when we come for you. Because we got a great idea from Austria and Australia about internment camps for the unvaccinated, at least short term. We'll just give them a trial run, says Australia. Then Fauci and Walensky. Fauci's kind of go to hoe and toe here. Ad dodges all questions about the number of vaccine deaths. Yeah. They're all fine with all the COVID numbers saying this, that, and everything about COVID, COVID, COVID. They got all the numbers, but they won't tell you the number of vaccine deaths. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Robin Mulcher Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to The Robin Walter Show, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Or go to robinwalter.net and use PayPal. That's The Robin Walter Show, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Or robinwalter.net and use PayPal. Thank you.
I break in the rocks and the mountains. I broke the law and the law won. I broke the law and the law won.
We are back. This is the Robin Walters Show. Okay, so Fauci and Walensky cannot and will not answer questions about the number of vaccine deaths. They got all the numbers they need about all the things that support their cause of mass vaccination, which is what they want. Jabs for jobs, right? But they won't tell you the number of vaccine deaths. We have the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, was established for the very important purpose of reporting adverse events from vaccines. So CDC Director Rochelle Walensky and Tony Fauci and the Faucinistas, appearing before a Senate committee this last week to answer to the government's request a coronavirus pandemic update. So among all the other questions, there are a couple of senators that wanted to know about the vaccine-related deaths. So how they start out, do they answer the question? No, of course not. They start out by saying, well, people can't really rely on the VAERS system for any indication because they said people who get hit by a car shortly after being vaccinated get recorded as a vaccine death. Now, I can't say that that's true or not, but there didn't seem to be any Republican that challenged that. But I guess I would say, if that's true, that's less of an issue than the motorcycle guy who got killed in a motorcycle accident. They called it a COVID death, and everything else that they've been calling COVID deaths, which isn't even remotely close to COVID. So Tommy Tuberville, Republican from Alabama, said that the number of COVID vaccine deaths is now in the thousands. And he quoted from the December 31st VAERS report that said 21,382 vaccine-related deaths in the United States and 113,303 COVID-related hospitalizations are among the 1,016,999 adverse COVID vaccination event reports. Is that true? He asked Walensky. Are we having that many people die after taking some of these vaccines? So she goes on when she says, well, VAERS is a mandatory system of any adverse event that happens after being vaccinated. So if you get hit by a car tragically after getting vaccinated, that gets reported in the Vaccine Adverse Reporting VAERS system. Do you know, this is such a dodge and weave. What a whore she is for the left. The Center for Deception and Control. I've got some responses here that are absolutely appropriate. First of all, the mandatory nature of it is not been enforced. Maybe it is for doctors and nurses. It isn't for individuals. And let me ask the simple question. There are doctors out there who have inoculated hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people. How on earth would they ever know that somebody standing in a line at Walmart, Kmart, wherever, to get the jab, how on earth would they ever know that 2 weeks later the person died in a car accident? And how many people are dying in car accidents right after the jab? What a lying prostitute this woman is. So she goes on to say, so the vaccines are incredibly safe. They protect us against Omicron. Lie. Jen Psaki just admitted that it does it. Three times vaccinated and she gets Omicron. Oh, but it was mild. Oh, but I can't pass it on. Lie. She can pass it on. Lie. She can get it. She can pass it on. They protect Walensky. They protect us against Delta. Lie. They protect us against COVID. Lie. Goodness sakes. Now you want to know what's coming to a state near you? Some stupid city New York. They're either going to pick up on the Quebec, Canada idea here. Canada, at least the province of Quebec, plans to significantly tax unvaccinated Canadians. Now, this has popped up in New York City and other places where they said, we need to tax the crap out of the unvaccinated. We need to deny them medical services. We need to cut off their Medicare. All of this scare tactic, which is why you need to own a gun and ammo, because that's what it's coming down to. I'll get shot before I get the shot. I'm not getting it. We're going to tax them because they're posing a risk to all the others because they're using up resources, or they're passing on the disease. Well, so are the vaccinated. This is a pandemic of the vaccinated. I mean, I am skipping all the stories about the ships, the military areas, the cruises, the military, the companies, the meetings, all the places where everybody is vaccinated and everybody is passing on Omicron to everybody else. They are the pandemic causers. Well, let me ask this question. So if, in fact, those who are unvaccinated but could, if they so chose, get vaccinated and theoretically save all this money that's being spent on them because they aren't getting vaccinated and they end up in the hospital, and that's why they want to cut off medical services and tax them to pay for what they're costing everybody. Let me ask this question. Do you know what? You don't have to, all the queers out there don't have to participate in queer sex. Look at all of the money they cause insurance companies and the rest of us to treat them for AIDS and every other genital-based disease because of their aberrant, deviant, ungodly, abominable behavior. Let's tax the queers for costing us so much extra money in the treatment of for behavior, which is optional. How about really fat people who are fat because they have a horrible diet, which has led them into diabetes, and their consumption of their food and the creation of type 1 and 2 diabetes is largely voluntary and costs us a ton of money? Let's tax the fat out of those people. Let's do it with smokers. Let's tax everyone who dies because of drugs, and drug use is entirely avoidable, but not affordable. So the cost gets passed on to the people who don't do drugs, who don't smoke, who don't eat 85 million pounds of sugar a year, who don't participate in queer sex. Idea? Hey, maybe I ought to run for legislative office. See how that sucker flies. And this thing. COVID-19 vaccines are linked to a change in the menstrual cycle. Now, I will admit the change is slightly less than one day. And you know what? I am not up on all the ins and outs of the menstrual cycle. All I can tell you is that as a young boy, as a junior high boy, I know you're wondering, where the heck is he going with this? I went by my name, Robin. And as a result of going by my name, Robin, I got all sorts of feminine product coupons in the mail. So therefore, for a few years or for some period of time, I went by Rob. Yes, that's right. I don't know anything about the menstrual cycle, but unlike my peers, my friends who had typical male names, and they might show up at the door of a girl's house, maybe with flowers, although I don't know too many that did that, maybe with candy, of which they ate half of it on the way to the girl's house anyway. Not me. I showed up with a box of tampons because I got them free in the mail. That's as much as I know about the menstrual cycle. But here we go. If there is an impact that's even less than a day, we know right out of the gate, the vaccines are having an impact on women's menstrual system. That's just the first starters. What do we know going down the road? We don't know jack, because this was never, ever studied, researched, or tested. And I hope we get to the day where we can prove, when Pfizer lets out its docs, that they're guilty of willful misconduct, and wow, we can start suing them. This is Robin Walter, and this is a first for me. You know, in 16 years on the air, I have never promoted a product because I hear others do it. And truth be known, they say they use the product, and, well, they did, once. But I want to introduce you to Dissident Soaps, a fine company promoted by Gab News because it's a moral, patriotic American company that makes fine products. Absolute best deodorant I have ever used. Great shampoo, and they even have me now using body wash, which is not, always a guy thing. But check them out online at DissidentSoaps.com. That's Dissident, D-I-S-S-I-D-E-N-T, if you graduated from a government school like me, .com. But be sure and tell them that you heard it on the Robin Walters Show.
Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home.
We're back. This is Robin Walter, the Robin Walters Show. And picking up from before, I do not get any, just to let you know, I don't get any complimentary tampons in the mail anymore. I've survived that crisis of identity. Okay, nearly half of all coronavirus patients in New York hospitals are admitted for reasons having nothing to do with coronavirus. Hundreds of fully vaccinated Oregon residents are dying of COVID-19. Hundreds of them. 622 as of just quite recently here. 49,250 breakthrough cases just in Oregon. 49,250 breakthrough cases of people who have allegedly been vaccinated. 2,177 of them serious enough to be hospitalized. 622 dead as a doornail. So, if you think you're going in to get a booster, you're going in to get a buster. That's what it seems like. The information, the science is building like you can't believe. And you know what? I'm just skipping through stuff here. I mean, a study in the Netherlands, which confirms others, finds that the rate of COVID infections in households was higher among double-vaccinated individuals than unvaccinated. And we already know that triple-vaxxed are worse yet. Quoting Tucker Carlson, he said, we have a pandemic of the vaccinated, just for the record. Canada observed negative vaccine effectiveness against Omicron variant among those who had received two doses. Negative vaccine effectiveness compared to unvaccinated individuals, end quote. Do you know what negative vaccine effectiveness means? It means that the more vaccine you get, the more exposed and likely you are to get the disease. It's one thing to say it helps. It's another thing to say it doesn't help at all. It's something else. Negative vaccine effectiveness means the booster makes you more susceptible to the disease, hospitalization, and death. Ontario, Canada, latest government figures show more than 70% of the people in the hospital for COVID are vaccinated. In Germany, 70% of the population is fully vaccinated. So consider this now. 96% of all Omicron cases are among the vaccinated. 70% of the population is vaccinated. This is amazing. So if you had a certain percentage of the population that was vaccinated, and you had, let's say you had 70% that were vaccinated, 30% weren't, but 70% of the new cases were among the unvaccinated, that would be an indication of some merit to the vaccination. First of all, while they like to say that, that does not appear to be true according to the numbers. And even if it is any semblance of true, it's only truth or true for a very, very short period of time until the vaccinated people tank and they end up with less protection, actually, than the unvaccinated. So Denmark, 78% of the population vaccinated, 90% of all new cases are among fully vaccinated. This is all across the place. And why do they continue to push for the vaccination? They've got no choice. The double vax was a double down. The triple vax now is tripling down. So if you want to get sick and die this winter, just get the shot. Get the next booster. It increases the possibility, it sounds like. You will firsthand maybe know of the increased possibility that the booster is just a buster. Finally, and I just got to knock it off with two more quick studies. A major study in Germany noted that there has not been one single COVID death. Now, keep in mind, Germany has 80 million people. It's the most populous country in Europe. There has not been one COVID death in the 15 months they've been tracking of a healthy child between age of 5 and 18. A healthy child. They're coming in with, these are children with multiple comorbidities who are also far more exposed to death from the flu and a host of other respiratory diseases. Well, 150 studies now. This is, all right, I'm going to move off from the vaccine a second. 150 studies show that two things. Not only are masks totally ineffective to prevent transmission of COVID, they're actually harmful. Harmful as it relates to other things. There's 140 studies that show naturally acquired immunity from COVID-19 infection is equal to or superior or more robust, as they want to say, to existing vaccines. This is where we are. And this is why, and I've got to go back to it a second, why it was so important for the Supreme Court to rule the right way on the federal government's overreach and trying to force employers to force their employees in companies of 100 employees or more to have to get the jab for jobs. No. And does this mean the end? Of course not. You see, John Roberts, weak-kneed, feckless person that he is. Sorry, Johnny baby. Oh, Johnny boy, you're a huge disappointment. He did not rule in favor of the decision to not uphold the mandate, to strike it down. That's the phrase I was looking for. He did not vote to strike down the mandate until he heard and read a tweet from a government official that the federal mandate was a, quote, workaround. A workaround. What does that mean? This is how we get around, we think, the palpable unconstitutionality of ordering vaccines to be taken, is that we will frame it this way. So in other words, the reason, the only reason Roberts voted the way he did was because he was offended at this administration's attempt to circumvent him and the Supreme Court, to implement a workaround. This is how we get around doing something that's unconstitutional that maybe the Supreme Court can't touch. That's the only reason Oh, Johnny boy went the right way on this. Well, I have so much more to talk about next week. Next week, we are going to cover some things on abortion, on gun rights, unless some other things trump that. on this program, but I want to finish with something a little lighter. It isn't good news. It's just a little lighter, I suppose. I was humored by a transplant surgeon's disbarment, if you will. He lost his medical license for doing something. Forgive me, I find it a tad funny, but I'll tell you why I think it's funny. For putting his monogram on an unsuspecting liver transplant patient's liver, putting his monogram on her liver. No. And then he lost, appropriately so, he lost his license to practice medicine. And they say, well, how did this ever come about? How did you ever find out? Well, a subsequent surgeon performing a subsequent surgery saw that this guy put his monogram on this woman's liver. Now, why I think this is sort of funny, because I know where Simon Bramhall, the guy who lost his license, I know where he got the idea. I know precisely where he got the idea. Because about 50 years ago, as a young kid, like a lot of kids, and Bramhall, looking at his picture, is about my age. Although I think I look younger, but whatever. We're about the same age. So we would have both grown up reading Mad Magazine. Loved Mad Magazine. The satire. Kind of sketchy, a little crude. No big deal by today's standards. But they and to tell you how where some of the sarcasm and satire came from, one of the principal writers early on for Mad Magazine was Steve Martin. That doesn't surprise me at all. But they would have these things called the lighter side of restaurant dining, the lighter side of libraries, and then they would make these spoofs and these satirical comedic things about it. Well, they had the lighter side of, I don't remember whether it was doctors, surgeons, or hospitals. But they made fun of, and it was hilarious, so much so that 50-some years later, I remember this particular Mad Magazine, a spoof on the old show of Dr. Kildare, which I barely remember. Who was Richard, I don't know who he was, somebody, some young look at good looking young surgeon. But he had his old mentor, I remember this guy, Dr. Gillespie, who took him under his wing and would teach Kildare this or that. And except in this thing, he's not Dr. Kildare, he's Dr. Killjoy. So he's coming out of surgery, I think, for a liver transplant, some vital organ. And he's walking down the hallway with Dr. Gillespie. And Gillespie says to Killjoy, he says, "Doctor, that appears to be a fine surgery you performed, but I have just one question for you, and that is, why did you carve your initials in the person's liver?" And Killjoy's response was, "Well, Dr. Gillespie, I just figured that it always pays to advertise." Now, as a 12 or 13-year-old kid, I thought that was absolutely hilarious. There were only about a half a dozen Mad Magazine specific pieces that I remember. Things like lighter side to losing weight. And it says, always enter a Chinese restaurant from the back door. And the picture would show the dogs and the cats hanging from the rafters. Or try to eat across from an old man whose beard is dragging in his lentil soup. Just ways to kill your appetite was the way to diet. Well, to a young kid, that stuff was hilarious. But I know where Simon Bramhall got the idea of putting his monogram on that woman's liver. He got it from Mad Magazine. So, good news to end the program with today? No, but I'm trying to take a little cue from Michael Reagan, who one time gave me some time, President Reagan's son, to give me some tips how to have a better radio program. And he gave me three tips. He said, first of all, you got to be passionate about your topic. I said, oh boy, you know what? I got that nailed. No shortage on passion. Maybe I'm over the top. Maybe it's just too much. But he said, no, not really too much, but but I got that one down. He said, number two, he said, forget your callers. Don't do a call-in program. They'll just take you off topic. That was great advice because my program was a call-in program, and he was right. They did take me off topic. And he said, number three, somehow you need to have, as serious as it is, you need to try to have some fun every now and then. I'm not sure I do a great job of that. But Simon Bramhall, I have to sort of thank you for effectively as an equivalent of carving your initials, putting your monogram on that woman's liver, because you sort of tickled my liver at the same time and gave me a reason to smile. And the woman is no worse off for it. Don't worry. She'll sue. She'll collect a lot of money. She'll be in the pink financially when it's over and done. Remember, you ride for the brand. Sit tall in the saddle, America. God bless you. See you next week.